Explorer number 13. Explorer.
第十三期。
Track 1.
第一音轨。
Let's listen, speak, read, and write.
听说读写一把抓。
Page 4 to page 11.
第四页到第十一页。
What to wear on a field trip?
校外教学如何穿?
Matt's class is going on a field trip. Everyone is trying to decide what to wear. Ashley is running late and still only has her underwear on.
What are you going to wear?
Her younger brother asks.
I'm going to wear a polo shirt,
Ashley replies. Helen likes to dress up and look pretty.
I'm going to wear this blouse and carry this handkerchief,
Helen says to her father.
I'm going to wear jeans and a t-shirt,
Matt says.
Don't forget your belt,
his mom reminds him. Hurry up, kids, or you will be late. Keywords.
Where?
Cinderella wore a pair of glass slippers to the royal ball.
Remind.
The story reminds Julia of a bad experience she had.
Hurry up.
Hurry up or we will miss the flight.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Where is Matt's class going? A. On a field trip.B. To a birthday party. C. To the zoo. 2. What is everyone trying to decide? A. What to eat. B. What to wear. C. Where to go. 3. Why is Ashley in a hurry? A. She is running late. B. She lost her shoes. C.She forgot her homework. 4. What is Ashley going to wear? A. A blouse. B. A dress. C. A polo shirt. 5. What does Matt's mom remind him not to forget? A. His shoes. B. His hat. C. His belt.
A sunny afternoon.
阳光普照的下午。
Bruno is wearing blue jeans. Jenny is putting on sunscreen.
Let's listen and write.
It's a sunny afternoon in the park. Bruno is wearing blue jeans. Jenny is putting on sunscreen. John is wearing warm-ups. Eve is going to buy a new belt.John is wearing warm-ups. Eve is going to buy a new belt.
Let's listen and choose.
Bruno is wearing blue jeans.
Wear. Wears. Wearing.
Let's speak.
Jenny is putting on sunscreen.John is wearing warm-ups. Phrases and idioms.
片语和惯用语
Be running late.
要迟到了
Having difficulty arriving somewhere on time.
例句
Can you do me a favor?
I'm sorry I can't.I am running late for my piano lesson.
Bill is running late for his meeting. Dress up.
装扮
To wear special clothes for a special occasion.
例句
Grace dressed up before accepting the award on stage.
Tommy dressed up as a cowboy for the Halloween party.
Key words.
Lesson.
Nick is a good teacher. He always prepares his lessons well.
Party.
Sally held a party for her best friend. It's better to give than to receive.
施比受更有福。
That's a very nice outfit, Maggie. My dad bought it for me last weekend. It seems that he buys you things all the time. I wish he could be home more often.
You are so fashionable.
We give our old clothes to charity.
Charity? What is that?
My mom says that there are less fortunate people in the world. So we give our old clothes to an organization that helps them.
Wow! That's wonderful!
Hey guys, we can start our own charity.
Great! I can bring my jacket and some sweaters.
I will bring some t-shirts and jeans.
I'll bring my baseball caps and gloves so those kids can play like us.
Yes! It's better to give than to receive.
Key words. Receive. Wish. Charity. Less. Fortunate. World.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Who bought Maggie's outfit? A. Her mother. B. Her father. C. Her brother. 2. What does Maggie wish for? A. More new clothes. B. More toys. C. Her dad could be home more often. 3. What does Maggie's family do with old clothes? A. They throw them away. B. They sell them. C. They give them to charity. 4. Who suggests starting a charity? A. Maggie. B. Winnie. C. James. 5. What will Vivian bring? A. A jacket and some sweaters. B. T-shirts and jeans. C. Baseball caps and gloves.
Track 2.
第二音轨。
Let's listen, speak, read, and write.
听说读写一把抓。
Page 12 to page 19.
第十二页到第十九页。
A visit to the dentist.
看牙医。
The dentist's office is always busy. Amy never takes care of her teeth, so she is as sick as a dog.How can I help you, Amy? Says the dentist.
I have a terrible toothache. It's too painful to eat.
The dentist takes a look at Amy's teeth. There is a cavity in your molar. Then the dentist finds that Amy has a fever too. He treats the bad tooth.
Thank you, doctor. I'm going to the drugstore to get special toothpaste.And a new toothbrush,
Amy says. And don't forget to use the floss, the dentist reminds Amy. Key words.
Painful.
Jerry's head is painful because he hit the wall.
Toothpaste.
Don't forget to use toothpaste when you brush your teeth.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. How does Amy feel? A. She is hungry. B. She is as sick as a dog. C. She is excited. 2. What problem does the dentist find? A. A cavity in her molar. B. A broken tooth. C. A loose tooth. 3. What else does the dentist find? A. Amy has a cold. B. Amy has a fever. C. Amy has a cough. 4. What is Amy going to buy at the drugstore? A. Special toothpaste and a new toothbrush. B. Candy and juice. C. Medicine and soap. 5. What does the dentist remind Amy to use? A. Mouthwash. B. Dental floss. C. A tongue cleaner.
Keeping teeth healthy is important.
维持牙齿健康很重要。
Keeping teeth healthy is important.
Let's listen and write.
There are some people in the dentist's office.
I need to pull your tooth out.
The dentist says to a girl, There is another man waiting in line.
It hurts too much to talk. I hope the dentist and her assistant will help me soon.
Keeping teeth healthy is important. If your teeth are not healthy, other parts of your body will begin to become unhealthy too.
I need to pull your tooth out.
It hurts too much to talk.
Let's listen and choose.
Keeping teeth healthy is important.
Is, was, are.
Let's speak. I need to pull your tooth out.
It hurts too much to talk.
Phrases and idioms.
片语和惯用语。
Too.
太而不能。
Describes when something is too much, so a following action cannot be done.
例句
The noodles are too hot to eat.
This math problem is too hard to solve.
As sick as a dog.
身体感到非常不适。
To be very sick or ill.
例句
Lucy is as sick as a dog today.
Tim was caught in the rain last night. He is as sick as a dog today.
Key words.
Hot.
The weather is so hot.
Solve.
Jimmy is trying to solve this math problem.Prevention is better than cure.
预防胜于治疗。
Mom, when will my toothache go away?
Hang in there. The medicine will kick in soon.
I told you not to eat so much candy.
The words went in one ear and out the other.
Candy is so yummy, I can't help it.
You'd better take care of your teeth.
It's no fun to wear dentures.
But I always brush my teeth before I go to bed.
You have to brush your teeth after you eat, too.
Especially after eating sweets.
You know what else?
What?
Milk has a lot of calcium. It's good for our teeth.
Okay, I will take everyone's advice then.
That's good, sweetie.Prevention is better than cure.
Key words. Prevention. Cure. Medicine.
denture, calcium, advice.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. What problem does Stephen have? A. A headache. B. A toothache. C. A stomachache. 2. What does Mom say will happen soon? A. Stephen will go to school. B. The medicine will work. C. The dentist will come. 3. Why does Dad think Stephen has a toothache? A. He eats too much candy. B. He drinks too much milk. C. He brushes his teeth too much. 4. When does Stephen say he brushes his teeth? A. Before breakfast. B. After lunch. C. Before going to bed. 5. What lesson does Stephen learn at the end? A. Candy is the best snack. B. Prevention is better than cure. C. Going to the dentist is fun.
Track 3.
第三音轨。
English Diary.
英文学习日记。
Page 20 to page 23.
第20页到第23页。
A day in Danshui.
淡水的一天。
I can't wait to eat. Let's pose for a selfie. I'm getting seasick.
I'm so excited about our trip to Danshui. I can't wait to have some snacks.And see some of the historic sites.
That's right, honey. We can play it by ear and decide what to do when we get there.
Well, I want to shop for some souvenirs.
But my stomach is growling. I can't wait to eat.
Now that we're here,I suggest we take a stroll along the old street.
And we can do some shopping in all the little shops.
But I'm starving! Let's try some local specialties first. Fish ball soup.
Quail eggs.
Giant ice cream cone.
Augie.
What a beautiful church!
Okay, everyone, let's pose for a selfie.
What a magnificent building!
Say cheese, everyone!
I'm getting seasick!
Smile, everyone!
That was a fun-filled day for sure! Look at the sunset!
It certainly is spectacular, isn't it?Now let's walk along the riverbank toward the station.
It's about time to call it a day and head home.
Key words.
Historic. Souvenir. Stroll. Shop. Quail. Easy card. Passenger. Transfer. Ticket machine.Pose. Selfie. Magnificent. Sunset. Riverbank.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Lucy is excited about visiting Tamshui and trying some local snacks. 2.Dad says they already have a detailed plan for the whole day. 3. Lucy says she is hungry before they start sightseeing. 4. Mom suggests visiting a museum before going to the old street. 5. Michael thinks they can shop in the little shops along the old street. 6. Lucy wants to try some local specialties before shopping. 7. The family takes a selfie in front of a beautiful church. 8. Michael says he is afraid of heights. 9. At the end of the day, the family walks toward the station along the riverbank. 10. Mom says they should stay overnight in Tam Shui.
Track 4.
第四音轨.
English Diary.
英文学习日记.
Page 24 to page 27.
第24页到第27页.
A trip to the Palace Museum.
故宫之旅.
Outstanding! Let's take a selfie. I'm so excited about our trip to the Palace Museum.
Me too, Lucy. How about you, Andy?
What's so special about a dumb museum? I think it will be boring.
I think you'll change your mind when you see all the fascinating artifacts on display there. Let's go!
Check out these landscape paintings, you guys! They're hundreds of years old!
That one there is from the Qing Dynasty. And that one's from the Song Dynasty. Aren't they divine?
They're kind of interesting, I guess.
Lay your eyes on this jadeite cabbage. Outstanding!
Look at this bronze!
And these fine works of calligraphy. What exquisite brushwork!
I guess all these artifacts aren't so bad after all.
Let's take a selfie, everyone. Say cheese!
Cheese!
So, how'd you like our trip to the Palace Museum, Andy?
I may have been grumpy at first, but now, I'm glad we came.
I told you you'd change your mind. Key words.
Museum. Excited. Boring. Fascinating. Artifact. Dynasty. Divine. Interesting. Exhibition. Antique. Sculpture. Guide. Gift shop. Outstanding. Bronze. Calligraphy. Brushwork. Grumpy. Glad.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Andy thinks the museum will be interesting before he arrives. 2. Michael believes Andy will change his opinion after seeing the artifacts. 3. The group takes a selfie inside the museum. 4. Lucy points out that the landscape paintings are hundreds of years old. 5. Michael says one painting is from the Qing Dynasty and another is from the Song Dynasty. 6. Andy finds the paintings completely boring. 7. Michael shows the children the famous jadeite cabbage. 8. Lucy also admires a piece of bronze artwork. 9. Michael is impressed by the calligraphy at the museum. 10. Michael is surprised that Andy changed his mind about the museum.
5.
第五音轨.
What a wonderful world!
奇妙世界.
Page 28 to page 33.
第28页到第33页.
Stick insects.
竹节虫.
Hey, I just saw a thin branch moving. Oh, it's slowly crawling down the tree trunk now.
Don't worry. There's nothing wrong with your eyes. Or we can say your eyes are too good.
What you see is a master of disguise, a stick insect, also known as a walking stick. As their name suggests, they look just like sticks. They are usually brown, green, or black.
These stick-like insects live in tropical and warm forests and woodlands. They are herbivores, which means they eat only plants. Leaves of trees and shrubs are their main source of food.
There are over 3,000 species of stick insects around the world. They are also the longest insects in the world. How long can a stick insect get? Most of them are about 2.5 to 30 centimeters long. The longest stick insect with its legs fully extended is about 60 centimeters long. That's even longer than an adult's arm.
Stick insects use camouflage to protect themselves. They can easily blend into the natural background. And some can even change color as their environment changes. Also, many of them move from side to side slowly, which makes them look like leaves or twigs moving in the wind.
If their camouflage fails, some stick insects can produce a horrible smell to make predators go away. Others can release a liquid to make predators blind. Even more surprising is that if they are grabbed by the leg, they can always escape by giving up the leg. A new leg can grow back later, just like a lizard's tail. Key words: branch, crawl, trunk, disguise, herbivores, mean, centimeter, adult, arm, natural, background, environment, fail, liquid, blind, give up.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧.
Challenge the exam. 1. What is a stick insect also called? A. A walking stick. B. A flying leaf. C. A tree bug. 2. What colors are stick insects usually? A. Brown, green, or black. B. Red, blue, or yellow. C. White and pink. 3. Where do stick insects live? A. Deserts. B. Oceans. C. Tropical and warm forests and woodlands. 4. What do stick insects eat? A. Other insects. B. Plants. C. Fish. 5. How many species of stick insects are there in the world? A. About 300. B. About 1,000. C. Over 3,000. 6. What are stick insects famous for? A. They are the fastest insects. B. They are the longest insects in the world. C. They are the loudest insects. 7. How long can the longest stick insect be with its legs fully extended? A. About 30 centimeters. B. About 40 centimeters. C. About 60 centimeters. 8. What do stick insects use to protect themselves? A. Camouflage. B. Sharp teeth. C. Fast running. 9. What may some stick insects produce if their camouflage fails? A. A horrible smell. B. Loud sounds. C. Bright light. 10. What can a stick insect do if a predator grabs its leg? A. Bite the predator. B. Give up the leg and escape. C. Pretend to be dead.
Track 6.
第六音轨.
What a wonderful world!
奇妙世界.
Page 34 to page 39.
第34页到第39页.
Avocados.
洛梨.
The avocado is also called an alligator pear because of its dark green skin and its shape. Avocados are only similar in shape to pears. They aren't in the same family.
Avocados are very good food. Unlike most fruits, they are very high in fat, but most of it is healthy fat. What's more, it has more potassium than a banana. The avocado really is a superfood, isn't it?
Avocados grow on trees. They come from Mexico, but now they're grown in many places, as long as it isn't too cold. The most popular avocado variety in the world is the Haas avocado from California.
Each avocado has one large seed and soft greenish or yellowish flesh. The avocado isn't sweet or sour. It has a flavor all its own. It's often cut into pieces and eaten in sandwiches and salads.
Now, let's enjoy this great fruit. If an avocado has a smooth, bright green skin and feels firm, it is unripe.
If you plan to eat an avocado right away, choose a soft one with dark green skin. However, if it feels too soft and leaves a mark after touching it, it is overripe. Key words: dark, similar, same, fat, healthy, potassium, come from, flesh, flavor, sandwich, salad, firm, unripe, plan, overripe.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧.
Challenge the exam. 1. Why is the avocado also called an alligator pear? A. Because of its dark green skin and shape. B. Because it tastes like a pear. C. Because it grows near alligators. 2. What is special about the fat in avocados? A. It is unhealthy. B. Most of it is healthy fat. C. There is no fat at all. 3. What nutrient does an avocado have more of than a banana? A. Calcium. B. Vitamin C. C. Potassium. 4. Which is the most popular avocado variety in the world? A. The green avocado. B. The Hass avocado. C. The giant avocado. 5. What is inside an avocado? A. Many small seeds. B. No seeds. C. One large seed. 6. What does avocado flesh look like? A. Soft and greenish or yellowish. B. Hard and white. C. Red and juicy. 7. How can you tell an avocado is unripe? A. It is soft and dark green. B. It has smooth bright green skin and feels firm. C. It leaves a mark when touched. 8. What kind of avocado should you choose if you want to eat it right away? A. A soft one with dark green skin. B. A hard one with bright green skin. C. A small yellow one. 9. What does it mean if an avocado leaves a mark after touching it? A. It is unripe. B. It is overripe. C. It is rotten. 10. What is the main idea of the article? A. How to grow banana trees. B. Information about avocados and how to choose them. C. Why pears are better than avocados.
Track 7.
第七音轨.
English knowledge.
英文小常识.
Words ending with ache.
字尾.
Ache.
的字.
Page 40 to page 41.
第40页到第41页.
Stomach ache.
胃痛.
Headache.
头痛.
Toothache.
牙痛.
Sally's father had a stomach ache. I have had a headache since this morning.
The toothache made me uncomfortable. Easily confused phrases.
易混淆片语.
Take out.
拿走. 外带.
Take up.
占时间. 开始做某事.
Take off.
脱衣服. 请假. 飞机起飞.
I'd like to order a hamburger to take out, thanks.
Her time is almost all taken up with working.
Some people take up yoga to help them relax.
Take off your shoes when entering.
Track 8.
第八音轨.
Mind map.
心智图.
Page 42 to page 43.
第42页到第43页.
Common folk music instruments.
常见的民谣乐器.
Nickel harpa.
尼古赫帕琴.
The nickel harpa is a fiddle and a keyboard combined. It is Sweden's national instrument. It's played with a strap around a player's neck and a bow.
Balalaika.
巴拉莱卡琴.
The balalaika was developed in the 18th century and has a round body, long neck, and three strings. It's played primarily in Russia and Central Asia.
Didgeridoo.
迪吉里杜管.
The didgeridoo may be the world's oldest wind instrument. It was developed by the Aboriginal peoples of Northern Australia and is at least 1,500 years old.
Djembe.
金杯鼓.
Dating back to 500 AD, the djembe was originally created to be used in African sacred rituals and ceremonies, as well as social dances.
Suona.
Suona.
The suona is a traditional Chinese instrument that appeared in ancient Iran before making its way to China in 300 AD. Its loud, high-pitched sound is often heard during funeral processions, festivals, and military functions. Track 9.
第九音轨.
Test yourself.
自我测验.
Page 44 to page 45.
第44页到第45页. 听到这里, 现在请根据本期内容, 试着做做看以下的测验.
1.
A thing, person or place something comes from.
2. To make something longer or reach farther. 3.
Someone or something with great skill.
4.
A food that is more nutritious and healthy than normal food.
5.
Very bad, terrible, unpleasant, or disgusting.